Let's move on to the Loop, Harbour Loop. We have a group of architects and real estate chamber members who are coming to talk to us about a scheme that they have been working up and talking to the community about. The idea is to link up Hong Kong Island and Kowloon by two bridges, one near the Central Piers in West Kowloon and one at Shaki Wan, which will go across to Lei Yimun. And they're talking about creating a promenade which would take the loop and link the loop, if you like, with the bridges and enable cycling as well as access on foot. And I think we have with us, we have Mr. Brazier and Mr. Ralph from Lead 8. And we have from the China Real Estate Chamber of Commerce, Ivan Koh, Charles Lam, and Jason Chow. Welcome, everybody. Before you start, can I just check, anybody wish to declare interest, has an interest? KY. Sorry, you don't. No, sorry.
I just want to point out that quite sharing this is fucking
good. So, Mr. Brazier, I think you're going to brief members on your concept and your ideas. Please do.
Okay. So, thank you for your time, first of all. So I just want to introduce the origins of this idea to you, first of all. Myself and Ian are from a company called Lead 8. We're a design and architecture consultancy based in Hong Kong. We basically create environments for people across various scales. And part of what we do is creating a nice experience. And a small group of us got together a couple of years ago now and started looking at Hong Kong, the city where we live. We face challenges every day. And we thought, how can we use our expertise, how can we contribute to making Hong Kong a better place rather than our project work, which is developing projects around Asia? So we looked at Victoria Harbour, and that's quintessentially one of Hong Kong's best assets, its best visual asset. And we looked at the challenges that face people in terms of accessing it and enjoying that environment of Hong Kong. And with every challenge, there's an opportunity. So we just asked ourselves a question, what opportunities, what expertise can we bring to Hong Kong, Hong Kong's harbour front? And that's where the Harbour Loop came from. So I'll just pass you over to Ivan Koh now, who will introduce the status of where we are at the moment.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Alex, and thank you, Chairman, and all the members of the Harbourfront Commission. And Lead 8 is one of our corporate members, the China Real Estate Chamber of Commerce, Hong Kong, and International Chapter. Our association, even though we are a real estate association, but Chamber of Commerce, but we are not just concerned about making money. And we are concerned about the social issues related to real estate. So that's why we supported this idea, the Harbour Loop. And we believe that Hong Kong has been, the people in Hong Kong has been unhappy for the past few years due to many reasons, smaller living space and less urban space and a lot of other issues. So we would think that the Harbour Loop is a great idea, which has nothing negative to Hong Kong. Everything about it is positive to Hong Kong, and it can make Hong Kong people happier in the sense of they can enjoy the harbour fronts easily by walking or cycling or jogging or running. And at the same time, there will be pocket of spaces in the local community along the Harbour Loop where different activities can be held on a regular basis. And the other thing is we think that the Harbour Loop is a project which no one has the ownership except for the public. So our association is going to throw our weight behind to spearhead the setting up of Harbourfront as a public organization so that we can let everyone or other organizations or associations who join in if they support this idea and to make it a mega project for Hong Kong, for the whole Hong Kong. And we believe that by doing this, it will attract a lot of local people coming to the Harbourfront, to the Harbour Loop to enjoy their life. To relax, and at the same time, it will be a big big attraction for tourism in the future, maybe more than High Line in New York or other projects around the world. And that would also make Hong Kong a name in the global marketplace. So that is all the reasons why we supported this idea. And we have we noticed that Lead 8 has come up with some concept and some initial study on the Harbour Loop, and we believe that by presenting it to your commission, I think it is the best opportunities to kind of let us listen to the concerns or objections, but at the same time, we would like to work with your committee and also your commission, and also to work with other interested party or supporters to make it a project for the Hong Kong. It's going to be a public project, we hope, in one day. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so we just want to proceed by showing you a short film which we prepared, which I think will illustrate the concept in perhaps a slightly more engaging way.
Cyclists can commute between all waterfront districts in a healthy, safe, and clean environment.
Harbour Loop 可以提供多一个大型的空间俾我哋踩单车，而呢个空间又系冇任何嘅大型交通工具，咁就无论系新手或者系专业嘅单车手都可以享用到呢个空间啦。海防风水好，空气又好，最啱我哋运动噶啦。
Were to happen, I think future generations would thank us for getting it right.
Loop would really enhance one of our great natural assets. It's like adding the finishing touch to Victoria Harbour.
Well, before Alex and Ian give the presentation, I have to declare my interest that both Alex and myself are serious cyclists, so there might be some conflict of interest.
Don't worry. I think you've got some more in the room.
That's good. We've got some support somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Can you do it in 5-8 minutes? We're a bit short on time.
Yeah, we'll try and be a bit brisk.
Because I want to give you time for discussion. That's
yeah,
really
of course.
Where I'm coming
from. Of yep. course, understood. I mean, we're just going to take you through a presentation from the perspective of how this benefits in terms of walkability, cyclability, livability, feasibility, and also what we're trying to do next as an organisation. So just to introduce, our initial vision is built on these three fundamental pillars of making Hong Kong a healthier place by reputation, perhaps. Also regeneration, but also connectivity, so perhaps trying to unite areas which are a little bit hard to reach. And we feel that aligns with the harbourfront principles as well, the principles which are in place to develop the harbour and make that a better place for the people of Hong Kong. So I'll just hand you over to Ian now, and he'll take you through in a bit more detail.
On that note, about 5 minutes, I will go as fast as possible. I wasn't aware of that time limit. So I think it's not so much about the technical components that we deliver, because I think that's down to discussion and further studies, but the abilities it's going to deliver. So start with walkability, and I know that's a hot topic at the moment in Hong Kong after the likes of Walk 21. And how do we make Hong Kong more walkable in terms of particularly enjoyable? We know a lot of people walk, but the environment is not that positive in terms of walking around. Firstly, what other cities are doing, such as Seoul, the opening of 17 a couple of weeks ago. There's a large walking infrastructure investments going on all around Asia as well, and they're seeing the benefits, and I think that's something we can really learn from. Again, Cheongyichon and how that's transformed the image of Seoul and how people enjoy it, both tourists and locals alike. We talked about walking distances in the video. It's actually that the harbourfront, as you well know, probably a lot of this stuff is actually very close to where a lot of people are. It's how you get there, that's the important thing, and how you find your way around. We see Harbour Loop as a way to understand the city from a different perspective rather than from a bus or the MTR map. Convenience in terms of the fact it's so close to our major landmarks, destinations, and transport hubs. And thinking about connectivity and accessibility, what we try and do is see how we can resolve engineering challenges, perhaps overcoming highways and utilities buildings to get around that. And we need to look at this in further detail, but we've had a study with the engineers at Bureau Happold and looked at how we can approach that. I think this is really where we can look beyond certain red lines from what we do and offer that opportunity to think a bit outside the box and make something enjoyable that's not just about walking and cycling, but about livability support. And that's really intrinsic to why we have the hubs, which have some retail community and some sort of supporting facilities like showers, changing, etc. And within those supporting uses, we think it can have some storage in the beacons, as well as perhaps community functions like kindergartens and daycares to support the local surrounding community. And then cyclability, a bit of a contentious issue, as has been raised, but we think it seems to be easing up a little bit in Hong Kong, which is great. So what is cyclability? It's not necessarily a 1 or 2 kilometer cycle track that you can't really get to. It's something that connects everything together, that's integrated. I think Singapore is kind of showing a good way forwards here with a 150 kilometer park connector, but also the way they treat the putting the north-south corridor underground and putting a transport and cycling corridor on top. Again, how do we do that in terms of connecting the missing links in the harbour? Because we already have quite a lot of harbourfront area we can approach and already in planning, but how do we connect it all together? How do we make it safe? One of the big issues that always comes up is conflicting users and uses. Then integrating, and that means at different levels. Some of it we propose to be at deck level, so you can have a shaded space underneath and people zipping around above. Sometimes Hong Kong works at a higher level, so connecting into that network at the higher level. We've even looked at using technology from Japan for how we can be more efficient with space for cycle storage, using a vertical beacon, so a little bit cheaper here, which can also signal your way around the harbour so you can see it from a distance. I think this is the crux of what it comes down to, really the livability question. How can we make Hong Kong more livable using Harbour Loop and the work both yourselves and us are trying to do here? It's trying to give meaning and identity to Hong Kong. I think the harbour is really at the heart of Hong Kong's identity, but do people identify with it? I'm not so sure just yet, but we hope they can, and this is the space for really that expression to happen. Currently, the usability is questionable in some spaces, that we live in such a dense city, but the design of some spaces leave them empty, yet there may be thousands of people living around. So design is really crucial to that. And understanding how we assign space. I mean, this is a project we're doing in Chengdu in China, and we're trying to show the authorities that you can redistribute space to make it more valuable, both for the surrounding real estate, but also for the community by creating a series of spaces rather than just one long linear track or setback and sidewalk. And then creating destinations, so something that draws people along or to the harbourfront. Of course, there's a number of costs that everyone probably is familiar with. There's a lot high level of inactivity in Hong Kong. I was really surprised. It's actually one of the highest in the world, which has a lot of associated health issues. With an aging population, we need to try and cater for how people can get around in safe, easy, and seamless and accessible ways, and reduce the medical cost and burden to the government here as well. And it's been shown in multiple studies around the world, you know, walking, cycling, livability, shows a benefit not only to health, but to the wider society, the economic benefit. I think recently there was a study about cycling and the net benefit being something about $7 or $8 Hong Kong dollars per mile. And then we can't forget the pollution issue as well, that being away from the polluted streets will really help as well. So part of the identity, we see that this harbour loop can really create the new, sort of re-establish the true harbourfront area and create a new level on the transport map that maybe people have forgotten for potentially decades or if not longer. And maybe a testbed for new sustainability ideas such as water retention and creating shaded areas along the harbourfront where there's a breeze so it can really be enjoyable. And then I think the last bit, which is where we really want to hear about you, is feasibility. I'm sure you've all got lots of questions or issues with the proposal so far. And I think we want to work together to really make this happen and really create that awareness and support in society that it can happen from all sides. So we talk about components. It would be good to hear about which components you see as a real challenge, which ones can help really move forwards with quick wins, whether we can talk about having the facilities that support the cycle walking and sort of exercise active pathway along the waterfront. Maybe we can talk about quick wins where there's already a boardwalk that's established in somewhere or a promenade, but we can help activate it. We know between Quarry Bay and Shao Kei Wan, there's a great space between them, a great corridor, but a lot of walls, a lot of dead ends, and maybe somewhere like Shao Kei Wan could be really revitalized and people can appreciate the heritage of that area by bringing those facilities and this kind of route. Whether it's just a pop-up location. You know, we can start to think about small, short-term development there just to test it out. And then finally, I think about awareness. What we've heard from people, their comments, and kind of what you think we should respond to as well. And I mean, I'm sure you hear a lot of these challenging questions, like we don't have enough space. I think from studying the harbourfront, there is actually quite a lot of space. It's just not designed or assigned properly in a way that makes it usable. I think there's this is Hung Hom, great example. We don't get along. we don't share different users. And I think what this image is trying to show, it's really about speed and awareness. You know, if we slow people down and make them aware of different users, whether in the decision-making process or actually out on the street, people behave differently. And we don't mix modes or uses. I think, again, it's tradition here not to do that, but actually this is tradition here as well. This is Cheung Chau, and it's high density, and people are eating, cycling, and walking in exactly the same space, and they get around each other. And flexibility, I think this is something the government's moving towards, which is great, but in Sai Wan Pier, how people use that space, you know, without being told what to do or not what to do, I think there is that demand here already. And I think clearly there is demand. If you create the space, there's enough people around here who like to go out and have fun or cycle, whether or not there's in theory, there's enough space or not. I think in reality, there definitely is. And just to show you what we've heard back from some of our sort of mini consultations we've had, one at Walk 21, generally everyone very supportive. And in fact, what was really surprising is a lot of people want to be able to walk or cycle across the harbour. They really like that idea, that they don't have to sit in congestion in an MTR or in a bus waiting in pollution. Of course, unsurprisingly, most people would love to use it for leisure and sightseeing on a weekly basis. And almost everyone supports it for cycling. In terms of case studies, we've done a few, and I think this is really where this could be something great for Hong Kong. And these case studies show whether the Broadway, Manhattan reclaiming streets has increased the number of people, but also controversially the rents, but at the same time everyone's satisfaction. So I think it's really changed how people think of the streets and use the streets in New York. Same goes for the High Line, and it's just changed the dynamic of how people perceive the city and the brand of the city. And I think that's where we want to talk about how Harbour Loop has that branding aspect as well.
And I think that starts to summarize the proposal in a little bit of a broader perspective. When we talk about brand Hong Kong, fundamentally branding comes down to perceptions, and this is as much about inward perceptions as outward perceptions. And when you talk about outward perception, that's perhaps tourists, visitors, and investment as well, not just financial, but investment of expertise. And we talk about Hong Kong as Asia's world city, yet at the time when we're starting this study, we were slipping down the livability index. There's certain challenges and problems that we face every day. So we saw this as a really positive way to kind of engage with the city and create a solution to some of the challenges we face every day. And the knock-on effect of that is actually amplified in people's perception of brand Hong Kong, of Asia's world city. So why can't we become perhaps a leader in Asia's walking city, or even a leader in Asia's cycling city with all these very popular events, the cycling cyclothon, which takes place now. We've got some international standard cycling champions as well. And again, Asia's livable city. It's fundamentally about the happiness of the people, the comfort of the people, and just providing public space for them to enjoy and something that's free and accessible. So I'll just hand you over to Ivan now, who will kind of summarize where we want to go next with our organization.
Well, without much ado, before the Q&A, I just want to express our sincere kind of intention of making this project a project of Hong Kong, and to brand Hong Kong, to make it attractive, interesting, and also enjoyable to live in. And I'm not sure whether you are aware of the fact that nowadays many people, including the young people, some of them, they live in Kowloon, they don't go to Hong Kong, they live on Hong Kong Island, they don't go to Kowloon. And if we have this free of charge of crossing the harbor without paying a fee or toll, I think it's also a kind of reuniting the Hong Kong people together. So I think that's more or less we want to present today. And I can assure you that in the future, if this project is going to kind of launch and gather supports, our association, the China Real Estate Chamber of Commerce Hong Kong and International Chapter, will not be the prominent or the dominating organization behind this, because we know the sensitivity of real estate in this society. So we will be just one of those organizations following the support behind putting funding, but we think that we should work for something very good for Hong Kong in the very long term. So that's our intention, and we would like to finally, if the government adopt our idea, we would like to solicit all the supports from the local community, from the professionals and everybody, and when the time is right, the government can take it as their credit, as their project. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you for a very carefully thought, well-prepared and thorough presentation. I mean, we like to dream too, so I think what we've seen is the sort of dreaming that we like to do. Much of what you've said reflects our vision, our aspiration, if you like, for the waterfront. How you get there, obviously, could be a matter of, and will be a matter of discussion. But much of what we've seen, I've seen, and I'm sure the commission has seen, is reflects what we're trying to do. So I think that we have a common starting point. At least how we get there, maybe, as I say, maybe a question for discussion and debate. What I suggest we do is let's have some questions. Let's collect the questions from around the room. So, if you'd like to note the questions down and then respond collectively in a few minutes, that I think that would save time. Just one question, two questions for me. One is, you show a very elegant bridge from Lei Yu Mun to the island. I didn't see the connection between Hong Central and Tsim Sha Tsui. So how are you? In our papers, it talks about a bridge, but I didn't see anything of that nature in your presentation.
Well,
sorry, no, let's collect these together, if you would, please. The second question is feasibility. To what extent is this, if you like, conceptual? To what extent does it affect? Does it reflect, if you like, the actual conditions on the ground? Because I mean, obviously, at the end of the day, we have to live with reality and practicality. So you've shown us lots of lovely visuals, which are very exciting, I think, from a harbourfront perspective. My question is, to what extent do you think this can actually be delivered, given constraints and practicalities? So just record those two questions, if you would, and then let's take comments and questions from around the room. Anybody want to start with their thoughts on what you've seen, please? Yes, Becky, please. So let's collect the questions first. Yes, please, thank you.
All right, just very quickly, I just wonder whether the team has really thought about the business model behind this. If you have, can you share with us, please? Especially on the pedestrian and cycling bridges that you believe would be free for all to use.
Okay, so business model. Any other questions? Ivan, anything you want to say? No? Anything? No? Vincent? No? 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 All right, well, perhaps you can answer those three, and in the meantime, members may have other questions which they wish to raise. So perhaps you could answer those three bits. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, okay. First of all, thank you for the questions. We are here to come to listen to the concerns and questions that you might have, or even objections. And because we know that this project, even though we think is everything is good for Hong Kong, but we know that there should be some concerns and also a lot of difficulties ahead. And about the bridge, we intentionally not to show what is on the west side of this harbour loop, because originally the concept from Lit 8 was a cable car from Central to West Kowloon. But I think it's not a loop. I mean, personally, we think that is not a complete loop. So I would like to see it being a track or a bridge or a tunnel or even a transparent tunnel across the harbor, which would be another major attraction to the tourists, to the local people. And so that is something that we have not decided. And the other thing that I think it should be a track, a path instead of a cable car, is because we like cycling, we like cyclothon, and if this is a 25K around the harbor, then we can just do the cycling race, the cyclothon, every year using this without closing the roads to Cheng Ma Bridge or the three tunnels and three bridges. And even for marathon, I think that is also a good way to do it. So that's why we have not put in the actual concept on the west side. And certainly cable car is attractive too. But that is another option that we can opt for. And I'll let Lead 8 to answer the question, the other question. I'll answer the business model again.
Good teamwork. Yeah, so feasibility, I think you're rightly positioned to ask that question. Again, it is a highly visual and vision-based concept. We have studied somewhat around the harbour, and we know there's a lot of constraints. I think there's this kind of two-pronged approach that in raising awareness and support publicly, which we have received a lot, even particularly from landowners and community groups along the harbour front, that if there was an awareness at the higher levels of government that there is this support, maybe there's a chance to encourage such a vision to come to fruition in some form. I think that's something hopefully that with the commission and where the future of the commission, that's maybe something you can work in parallel on. The other thing is, as we move forward and establish a association, which is currently in process, that we can then get the resources together to look at this in more detail. And again, we do have a lot of consultants and people who are willing to offer their time pro bono because they really want to have this happen. So hopefully if we collect their expertise, your expertise, I think maybe we can target those areas that are worth tackling first, and that's where maybe if we have a chance to ask questions, we can ask that.
Thank you. A business model, if you could. Thank you.
About the costs, we have a very high level estimation, but we have not thought about the business model because we think that ultimately it's going to be taken over by the government, meaning that it will be built by the government, it will be funded by the government. Our role at this moment is just to throw out this idea to the public and to solicit sufficient support so that the government would not have any further resistance or strong resistance to this idea when they take it over. And I think we would like to see it free of charge for people to walk over, to cycle over, to jog over, instead of charging a fee, because that is not too encouraging. And the second thing is, I think on the management of this track in the future, we will have to maybe work with some local community, the district council, or even the government looking over the overall costs of the management. But I think the target is to have the minimal management, because we all know that in Hong Kong, if something is being managed, it will be overmanaged. And so I think that is the principle that we would like to see.
Yeah, I guess, sorry.
Please go ahead, sorry. Yes.
Yeah, just quickly to add to that as well, I guess the way we perceive it at the moment in terms of costs is there's still a lot of work to do. There's potentially small design projects to unite the whole loop as a whole. But we tend to look at it from the sense of a cost-benefit analysis, and that takes into account the benefit to society, the benefit to the local communities as well. And it is, you know, undoubtedly quite a complex undertaking. We're not, you know, unashamedly trying to avoid that. But it, again, it's in the early stages, so there's a lot of legwork to do. But we want to kind of keep hold of that broader benefit to the public of Hong Kong as well. Thank you.
Maggie, please.
As you know, well, as people who have been a member of the Commission for some time, know that I've always had an interest in joining across the Leyumun Gap with such a bridge. But I would very much like to see initial sketches that were viable through the POH. The one you show today isn't, almost certainly, but it would be very interesting to see if there was a way of designing a bridge up there for cycling and walking. We've never thought it for anything else. Up on the, it's very windy, as you know, and it's got to also be very safe and on the land, because it will not, I don't think, pass muster if it's in the sea. And it would be restrictive for quite a lot of shipping too. So it's something that needs looking at, because it's a really nice idea. I do agree with you that a bridge the other end, or the cable car, I don't think would work. But some kind of tunnel, I've always wanted to link Star Ferry, well, Chimso Choi and Central, with a tunnel of some sort of transparency that we could really use. Further on to West Kowloon's sounds an interesting idea, if it could be done. But I think you're going to have to demonstrate some of these things can be done before it's going to make an awful lot of progress.
Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else want to comment? I mean, help us a little. I mean, clearly you're at, if I may describe it, the raising the awareness stage. You're at stimulating discussion stage. I mean, clearly there's, I would suggest that, you know, albeit not a lot of people have spoken, there's support in terms of where you're trying, what you're trying to achieve from with the commission. But where do you tend to go from here? Are you going to engage in discussions with district council? What's the strategy? Do you have a strategy?
Well, in fact, we are working out the plan that how are we going to sound this out, when are we going to announce it to the public, and which organization or association we will approach. But definitely all the district councils related to this harbor loop, we will approach them. And we would like to listen to their opinions, their comments, their objection, their concern. And I think the ultimate aim is to get their support instead of fighting with them. And the second thing is, I think we have to make it overwhelmingly supportive by the public, instead of some of them, they agree, some of them they object, then this project will go nowhere. And so let us do the difficult job, and let the government take the easy one and the credit. But we don't mind, because we think that this is a project good for Hong Kong and good for Hong Kong for the next few generations. So if we can do it together, I think we will do it on a kind of a mutually consensus basis. So we are working on it, and we are setting up this Harbor Loop Association as a Chapter 88 charitable organization, and we are going to raise funds, but we will have a very strict governance structure to look at the funding use, and also to everything, every single dollar has to be used for promoting and advocating this idea and this project. And yeah, that's our whole purpose. And we would like to open up the advisory or the board of directors to all the people who are interested in supporting. And we don't have any kind of a dominating idea or prevailing idea of who should sit on what and who should have what say. And we were very much concerned about if some of the most of our donation come from a certain sector, that would be not a good representation of this project, because this project should belong to everyone in Hong Kong. So those are the few things that we are mindful of. Certainly, we don't have at this stage, we do not have a very detailed plan of how we are going to launch it and how are we going to solicit the support. But by having this meeting today here and last time with the Development Bureau, we believe that this is something that we should pursue. But we don't do it alone, and we will do it as a society project.
Thank you.
Thanks.
just to put up a marker, your project is now in the public domain. The media are watching this meeting, so be prepared. You may not be your timing from now on. If you're going to go public officially, if you want to go public officially, you may want to do it fairly quickly, because I know the media watching the screens today.
Yeah, thank you. And we would also like to work with the media.
Okay. They may well be waiting for you. but thank you. Thank you for alerting us to this. Thank you, I think, for sharing your vision with us. I think from our perspective, as I said, I think, you know, in terms of the vision, in terms of the dreaming, as I call it, we don't have any art. We know we're singing from the same page, if you like. But I think what we would be interested to see is how you work it up in terms of feasibility, practicability. I'd suggest keep us in the loop, literally. Excuse me. Keep in touch with us
in the harbour loop.
In the harbour loop, yeah. Keep us informed of how things are progressing, and from time to time come back and brief us. I think that's how I'd see best to take things forward.
Well, thank you, Chairman, and thank you for all the members. And you have raised very good questions, and we will certainly address those questions. And thank you for inviting us to come back and to update you and keep you in the loop. And finally, I would like to leave two copies of our the brochure of our China Real Estate Chamber of Commerce in Hong Kong International Chapter, and also the membership list, and also the two copies of the submissions that we have made to the Development Bureau a few weeks ago on the 2030 plus. And that in that submission, you might find more points about relating to why we supported this Harbour Loop project. And we are supporting it, and we will be supporting it with all our weight behind. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, we'll get Christine to collect those from you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.